I want to explain one more thing about measurements before we start, okay? The Talmud has different types of measurements, okay? We know there are measurements of area, right? Like inches, centimeters, millimeters, yes. We have measurements of volume, like ounces, liters, yes. We have measurements of weight, like pounds, kilos, yes. So let's analyze that for a second in Talmudic terms. When we speak about area, so we speak about thumb widths, bohen, three thumb widths equal a tefah, a hand width. Six hand widths equal an amma, the length of the arm. Okay? So we speak about that's measurements of space. Then we speak about volume. So we have a kezayit, the size of an olive, which we discussed. You take an average zayit aguri, and you have a kebetza, the size of an egg. We discussed, some commentaries say, that a kezayit is half a kebetza. Now, the Talmud in two places, regarding two measurements, gives us an equation and tells us, if you do 2 by 2 by 2.5 thumb widths, you will end up with a revius. A revius is 1.5 eggs. That's what we drink in Kiddush traditionally. 1.5 eggs. 2 by 2 by 2.5 thumb widths, you're supposed to end up with the size of 1.5 eggs. The problem is that you end up with the size of 3 eggs. And the same thing happens when the Talmud gives us the measurement of a mikveh. It gives us the size of a mikveh is 40 saw, that's a volume measurement, and then it gives us the size in amos, lengthwise how you measure a mikveh, and it ends up being double the size of our eggs. So Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, the Noda B'Yehuda, he wrote a book called The Tzlach, and Noda B'Yehuda is his responsa. He said something which really Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote a few centuries before him, and that is if you have such a contradiction, you have to go with the larger size. And you have to assume that our eggs are smaller than their eggs were. You have to assume that our olives are smaller than their olives were. Half the size, remember. The area measurement comes out to double the volume measurement, which would mean that when the halacha says you have to eat the volume of an olive, let's say, how much matzah do you have to eat on the Seder night? So you make a blessing of amotzi, you make a blessing of alachil's matzah, now you have to eat the volume of an olive. How much matzah is that? Well, that is, if it's our olives, it's the size of an olive. That's easy, it's a third of a matzah. If it's the size of an egg, then you end up with the size of two-thirds of a matzah. Makes a big difference, right? So we say like this. With regard to rabbinic mitzvot, we go with the simple understanding, the size of an olive. So maror is a rabbinic mitzvah. How much maror are you going to have to eat? The size of an olive, you estimate. What about matzah? That's a biblical mitzvah. So with regard to matzah, you eat the larger volume. So what I want us to do now is I want to volunteer to crush up a hand matzah, and then we will measure the volume. How much one whole hand matzah, how much is that in volume? So that we can estimate how much of a hand matzah do we have to eat on the Seder night. You guys follow what I'm doing? Okay. While we're at it, let's discuss matzah for a minute. We have not yet gone matzah baking. We will probably go next week. And then again, those who want can actually participate in matzah baking and get their own free matzah with Rav Weinberg's friend on the Friday before Pesach.
Yeah.
This is kosher l'Pesach. Not anymore, but it was. Because you guys aren't kosher l'Pesach. Okay, fine. So, if you're going to buy machine matzah, which you should, so for all of Pesach, you can do what I do and buy this regular box of machine matzah, which costs 20 shekel for 5 kilo, and you're good. One box like this, 20 shekel, you're good for Pesach. But for the Seder night, you have to eat matzah, which is called shmura matzah. Matzah that was watched for the sake of the mitzvah from the time either of grinding the wheat or harvesting the wheat. So that costs much more. A 5 kilo box is going to cost you about 100 shekel or a little bit more.
And they have machine shmura, yes?
And they have machine shmura, but you notice it costs 5 times as much.
Oh, okay.
So for the Seder night, you should eat that. The rest of Pesach, if it makes no difference to you financially, it's a nice thing to do. But you don't have to. So for this our Mach Seder here, I bought the cheap machine one. Okay, so what we're trying to do is estimate. We're going to crush up a matzah and estimate how much is the volume of one whole matzah. Okay? What's your name?
Daniel,
go ahead. You can crush up this matzah. Crush it really fine. And then we'll measure it and see. And then we'll see how much a whole matzah and we'll be able to estimate it. Next thing. I went to a matzah bakery because I wanted to personally see how my matzahs are made. Whatever. I bought my matzahs, okay? My hand matzahs. Now, I have... So these are hand matzahs that were actually baked a month ago when I went to the bakery, which is really late. I usually go 2 or 3 months before Pesach, 3 or 4 months before Pesach, because then they're still patient and they'll do it the way I want. Okay, so these are hand matzahs that I bought, which I took off challah. You have to take off challah from the matzah. And these are the matzahs which I don't want to eat on Pesach, so I brought them for a matzah.
Really?
And I'll show you why. Yes, we're... Okay, so we will use them at the model seder, but one of the things you have to know when you're buying hand matzahs in Israel is that you have to look over your matzahs, because, you see, this is a matzah that's swelled up. A matzah's not supposed to be this way. That sometimes it doesn't bake right when it floats up like this. See that? Here you have another... Yeah, it's not supposed to be that way. That's why I bought it. And you could, not now, part of what happens at the Seder is you get used to not eating. And here you could, no, you'll eat later at the Seder, okay? So, these are hand matzahs, and I just want to show you what are the disqualifiers of a hand matzah. I'm saying what makes these not so good. Let's see.
They don't have challah for you when you bake it?
They could if you want to. Okay, here you see 2 pieces of matzah stuck to one another in the oven. Now what happens here is that beneath it didn't get baked really well. Right now you have a hard time seeing it. But if 2 pieces of matzah stick to one another, so then you have a matzah that's twice as thick, the rest of the matzah bakes, and that matzah did not, the inside here did not bake. So is it chametz? That's a good question. But okay, so that's one issue. Another issue is sometimes, but I don't think I have the evidence here, not in a way that you can see, sometimes the matzah bubbles like a pita. It separates in the middle. That's if you don't make the holes good enough. And then again, the inside doesn't bake right. The outside bakes, not the inside. Okay, so these we will use for our model seder. These are shmur matzah. What I would like to do is crush up some of these so that we can also estimate what size, but I don't know if we'll have time for that. Okay, you crushed it up thin. Okay, so here, measure. Tell us what size it comes out to. Okay. So now we're going to start. We're going to start our preparation. So what do we need to prepare? We need vegetables for the charoset. So who's going to cut up and clean our peppers for the charoset? Wants to volunteer? Go ahead. Here are the peppers. Here's a knife. Wash them, clean them, and cut them into a size smaller than the size, like into small pieces.
Where do you want me to put this?
Bring in the garbage pail from the corner there and peel it into the garbage pail here in the corner, okay? Say that, there's garbage pail there. Next, after he finishes measuring and he writes down for us, what is the volume of one matzah? Nope, what did you come up with?
It's probably one third. It says on one side and here it's...
On ounces, how many ounces is one crushed up matzah?
Turn around.
Huh?
Yeah,
ounces
or
ounces here? It's two.
Should we take to the corner and open? 2.5 ounces is one matzah. So, if the volume of an egg is 2 ounces, so then you have to eat almost a whole matzah. If you're going to.
We need
a kezayit, but we said for matzah, which is biblical, we go with the more stringent opinion, which is 2 ounces.
I thought it was.
2 ounces is the size of an average egg.
2.5, I thought we said.
2. No.
No. I thought we said we need 2.5 of another one.
That's for a revius, not for a kezayis. Okay, so what you have to eat is actually, what you have to eat is actually the size of 2/3 of a machine matzah. Okay? If your machine matzah looks like this, then on the Seder night after you make a motzi, the volume of a kezayis is going to be 2/3 of a hand matzah. Now you'll ask me, do I have to measure? No, Chazal never meant for you to measure. Chazal meant... estimate with your eyes what you think it is. And that's the measurement of a kezayit and a kebetza. It's an estimate measure. Okay, if we could pour that out into a disposable cup or into something. here into this bag. And let's start measuring. If each person can take an egg, hold on to your eggs for later. We're going to need them. Each person should measure their egg. Fill the water till the top, because otherwise your displacement isn't worth much. And then see how much your egg came out to be.
Okay. Just break it open.
Finish. No, peel it. Peel it. Peel it.
No. Okay,
later, you'll cut it off, or you could take his knife and cut it, and then continue peeling it. Okay. Next, where are our apples? Do you know?
Yeah, they're also in the office.